Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now on the Guthrie case, we have former district attorney of Erie County and true crime. I'm going to call him a true crime expert, John Flynn. John, what a surprise. We're talking to you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Tom.
So you put Fox News ahead of us. Nice. Did they ask?
No, I told them, do you know who's waiting on me? Tom Barley's waiting on me, okay?
And, they said, oop.
And they moved up quick.
Yeah. You know, it's getting kind of deep in here. Poop blizzard came early. Oh, anyway, let's talk about this DNA thing. The DNA that we talked about yesterday. Oh, nothing. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, are you really surprised by it? I mean, you know, no. I know you and I talked last week about, you know, how could if it was this guy in the Ring Cam video and he's the guy who took Nancy Guthrie. I mean, is he really going to throw the glove out the window 2 miles away? You know, again, you mentioned correctly that, yeah, you know, he could have panicked. There could have been a struggle in the car. You have no idea what happened, okay? But, I mean, I just found it kind of unusual that, you know, he would toss his glove out, you know, 2 miles away. And, you know, he didn't toss both of them out. He only tossed one glove out. You know, so it just seemed a little... It seemed a little far-fetched to me. And again, you know, 2 miles isn't that close. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world far away, but it's not that close to the house. And, you know, they found numerous other gloves in the vicinity. And I say vicinity in the 5 mile area of the house that were mainly discarded by, from what I understand, investigators, which boggles my mind, okay?
Do you mean that preserving a scene is important, John? I'm shocked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. So at the end of the day, does it surprise me that there's no, you know, match here from the glove? No, not at all.
It also didn't surprise me because, John, it seems like with this case, with the exception of the video Google was able to recover, nothing goes right.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about it, you know, there was a lot of talk last week when that video came out about the amateurishness of the person in the video, you know, trying to put the shrubbery over the Ring Cam there and, you know, kind of his gait walking back and forth and holding the gun the way he did, you know, and having in the holster that didn't fit the gun, you know, in front of him, you know, and, you know, he's got the gloves on. How's he going to use the glove anyway, or the gun anyway, if he had to, with these big puffy gloves on? So there was a lot of talk, you know, in the media and across the country about, you know, what a clown this guy was. But I mean, here we are, day 18, and we're no closer than we were, you know, on day one.
You know, John, I was thinking the same thing and was talking about the same thing last week as you were, I believe, that, okay, if this guy is such an amateur, if this guy is such a bozo, how come he's outsmarted the FBI and the local cops?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, he certainly has covered his tracks. He certainly was smart enough to have his cell phone turned off because, you know, as I think we talked about, you know, in one of our first discussions on this case, you know, the first thing that the FBI and the sheriffs are going to do is to do a geofence, you know, search on the vicinity, the immediate vicinity of the area around the house, which would ping any cell phones that were on and were within a certain radius of the house. And so, again, your cell phone's not going to ping, though, in that geofence search if you got your cell phone turned off. So he was obviously, or she, you know, whoever it was, they were obviously smart enough to turn their cell phones off. And, you know, they've been smart enough on a lot of aspects here so far. So far, because, again, I guarantee you right now, that they are searching diligently through all the cameras at all the Walmarts in the vicinity of the Tucson area, and going through all the credit card transactions, and trying to figure out and find out who bought that backpack, because it appears that backpack is only sold at Walmart. Okay, and apparently some of the clothes were stocked and sold at Walmart too. So they are doing a serious Walmart search as we speak. And so,
well, John, people might not be aware of why Walmart is such a very important part of any criminal investigation. Would you like to tell us about Walmart and why it is used as a resource so much?
Well, because they're going to have information there. They're going to have cameras there, okay? And two, they're going to have information there as far as any transactions that may occur. And they're going to cooperate, too, with law enforcement, which, you know, hopefully they have been doing.
Well, you see, John, I'm an expert on these things. You know how I'm an expert? I watched the first 48. That made me an immediate expert. What I was getting at with Walmart is, my understanding is that the cameras at Walmart, the number and the quality of video at Walmart is vastly superior to anywhere else.
Interesting. To be honest with you, Tom, I did not know that. That's good intel, man. I did not know that.
It's fascinating because you watch the surveillance video from a gas station or some other store. It's always grainy and fuzzy, and it always has massive imperfections. The Walmart cameras are HD, baby.
Interesting. Well, yeah. So they're obviously going through that big time right now.
So can you talk about the frustrations? I mean, I cannot imagine what the family's going through, but the frustrations of the investigators, John, because at some point, I would think they're going to have to pull back. At some point, they're going to have to tell the family this is really a recovery operation, not a rescue.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to. Well, I wouldn't say pull back because they're going to go through all the tips. I mean, you and I talked about this last week as well. You know, they've gotten what now, 50,000-100,000 tips here now so far. So they're prioritizing all those tips. And they're gonna go through them the best they can as they prioritize them. And that's gonna take a while. So they're not gonna shut down yet, obviously, because they gotta do their due diligence and go through all these tips. They gotta do their due diligence, like I say, and go through all the camera video, which is gonna be a pain in the neck, at Walmart's, and so it'll be a while before they, you know, tell the family, hey, you know, we're shutting down here. But, you know, with regard to the family, as long as they are communicating with the family on a constant basis and telling them, this is what we did today, this is what we're doing, this is what we're going to do tomorrow, okay? I mean, communication is a key with any family here. Them know what you're doing, and if the family feels like they're getting communicated, they're getting talked to, they're being advised, then the family's not going to get frustrated with law enforcement. The family's just going to get just kind of frustrated and sad in general.
We're talking with the former DA of Erie County, Mr. John Flynn, Esquire, on News Radio 930. And the phone number, if you've got a question or comment for John, is 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Inside, John is secretly counting down the number of days until our dinner in Buffalo. Let's go to Gary on Russell's, actually. Gary in Orchard Park on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hey, y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
Maddie, I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells and the Casa Amor trauma to the absolute wreckage of movie night, we're judging it all.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Tom. Hey, I'm listening in, and I own a point-of-sale company here in Buffalo, and I want to let you know that what the FBI is doing is when you're in a retail store, particularly a big retail store like Walmart, every single transaction, every item that's scanned is tied in electronically to all of the cameras. So it's very common technology to say, I need to pull up all the video of everybody that bought a SKU or stock keeping unit, stock number, say 1234, which is that certain type of glove. Mm-hmm. So they can very quickly see the video of who's in line. They can look at the credit card, which would give them certain information, and they could go through literally hundreds of transactions, and they could see, you know, did they buy a backpack? Did they buy toothpaste? But this technology exists, and it's existed for a long time, probably 20 years. So combing through what we call a T-log or a transaction log and linking that to a human being and linking it to a credit card is very commonplace and very simple. Now, keep in mind, there's thousands and thousands of these transactions that they have to look through. But that technology is well established. And in a company like Walmart, they've refined it to a fine art.
I would imagine. Did you have a question for John Flynn?
I guess the question is, John, if they do have this technology and they have these images and the information off the credit card, is it just a function of the volume that they have to process to get to potential suspects? Really, what do you think is the inhibitor in this case, knowing they have that technology?
Yeah, Gary, the volume definitely, and you know how many Walmart stores are there in the Tucson area? And again, you know they're probably going to go outside the Tucson area as well. You know they'll probably start with the Tucson area. You know, I mean, like here in Western New York, you know, you got a Walmart in Amherst, you got one in Hamburg. You know, so there's I'm not sure how many Walmarts there are here in the Buffalo area. Probably three or four, maybe five. If there's three or four in the Tucson area, then you got to go to each one of those. If those don't pan out, then you're going to widen your search to Walmarts within, say, a 50-mile radius area. So, again, I hear you, and quite frankly, I did not know. So I learned two things here in the past 15 minutes. I did not know that the actual POS transaction there was linked to the camera. That's good intel there, Gary. That'll make it much quicker. But again, you're going to have a ton of transactions on, and you're going to have numerous Walmarts as well.
And how far back do you go? Do you go back a week, a month?
Correct.
Let me ask you, John.
Great question.
Gary.
We haven't seen proof of life. Is this a kidnapping or is this a bungled burglary?
Well, it's ironic, Gary, because they have not. If you notice, here we are in day 17 now, okay, day 18, we know if you count Saturday night, January 31st. They have not designated the category of crime in this matter, purposely, because they don't know. They have not designated a kidnapping. They have not designated a burglary, a murder, sexual assault. They have not labeled any particular penal law violation because, Gary, they don't know. They may have some ideas. It's probably a kidnapping, but we don't definitively know that. So unless you definitively know that, you are not going to label what crime this is. And again, they have not labeled any crime at all.
Gary, thanks a lot. Great call, great points, great questions. News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, I love it when callers have better intel and better questions than the host. Love it. Former Erie County DA John Flynn is our guest. We're talking about the Guthrie case at this point and inviting your phone calls here at the last minute for John Flynn. Questions, comments on the Guthrie case, 803-0930-930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. John, in your experience, how much of a toll does this kind of a longer running than one might have thought at the beginning probe and investigation and search for a missing person, the kind of toll it takes on investigators?
A huge toll because they're obviously invested in this. They've been working around the clock for the past 17 days. They know that the whole world is looking at them and is critiquing every single thing that they do. I mean, every move that they make, every move they don't make, every information they give out, every piece of information they hold back, they're going to get criticized. You know, you're not giving enough information. You're talking too much. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that. I mean, you know, gosh, the sheriff, you know, took criticism for, you know, taking a few hours off and going to a college basketball game, you know, and everyone made a big deal about that. You know, so, I mean, everyone is under the gun here. The scrutiny is just incredible. And they are working, you know, around the clock, you know, doing the best job that they can. And so it wears on you. It's you said it before, it's frustrating, but obviously, you know, you can't give up. You know, you've got to keep marching on and keep working at it, because you have a poor woman out here, 84 years old, who you want to bring back alive. And that's what your vision at the end of the day. You know, the goal here is to bring her home safe. And you got to do whatever you can to do that.
You mentioned the difficulties with reviewing a lot of surveillance footage earlier. Now, it is interesting information that they can actually do filters on that searching for law enforcement purposes to at least get the video together that is connected with a certain purchase. But can you just talk about, I know this from having had home security cameras. You got four cameras. You've got an hour of footage. That's actually 4 hours of reviewing. It's hell. It sucks.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Go ahead. Talk about
that. That's awful. I mean that is the biggest one of the biggest complaints, or the biggest factors that you know, my former assistant district attorneys were complaining about after the new discovery laws were passed back in 2020. You know, as we've talked about for years and years, we all complained about the new bail reform, and, you know, we talked about the new discovery laws that were passed, you know, where you know, DAs now have to turn over every piece of information right away within 45 days. That means that, you know, investigators and assistant district attorneys have to go through every body cam footage, every video that is out there. And so this task is just painstakingly boring, for one. Okay. And just, you can't imagine how time consuming it is, and how just the strain on your eyes and on your just mental capability, and just trying to, you know, follow what's on here and just keep paying attention, is just, it's incredible.
Well, John Flynn, former Erie County DA, thanks so much for joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we have an announcement to make for people regarding your radio career, John. Would you like to do the dirty work?
Well, I would love to. An honor to come back every day for you here at the 5 o'clock hour here until hopefully though we won't have to go too far here, because hopefully she is found soon.
Well, after that, I would like to continue having you on. Is there a case of particular interest to you that you'd like to discuss?
Well, obviously, the biggest case now is going to come up here in Buffalo is obviously the Gendron Tops shooting death penalty case. That case is going to start with jury selection, you know, this summer, and the case is going to go to trial. And obviously, that's going to be the biggest case that we have ever seen here in Buffalo, New York.
Maybe next to Leon Czolgosz, who killed the president?
That's true. Yeah, you're right. That's up there as well.
Sorry, I got to be the wise guy. Hey, John, we'll talk soon, and appreciate your time. Okay, former Erie County DA John Flynn on News Radio 930 WBEN.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.